Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A special panel of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration endorsed for emergency use a coronavirus vaccine developed by U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. The decision came as the United States recorded a one-day record of deaths from the coronavirus, with more than 3,100 lives lost Wednesday. The vaccine was approved after hours of deliberation on topics including allergic reactions to the vaccine recorded in Britain this week. With the recommendation of the emergency use authorization set, the FDA will likely give its final consent as early as Friday or Saturday. The U.S. government will immediately ship 6.4 million doses of the vaccine across the country, with the frontline healthcare workers receiving top priority for the first inoculations. The U.S. military will also prioritize its healthcare workers for its initial allocation of the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine, which will be just under 44,000 doses. In a U.S. brokered deal, Israel and Morocco have now agreed to recognize each other. This follows three other Arab countries, Bahrain, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates, recently establishing ties with the Jewish state, which several times since its modern founding in the late 1940s has found itself at war with its Muslim-majority neighbors. U.S. President Donald Trump is hailing the deal as a historic and massive breakthrough for peace in the Middle East and a continuation of his regional diplomacy, known as the Abraham Accords. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin